This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1322. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 19th, Voice of the Sahel, Niger, back on shortwave. Monitoring the Mideast, new frequencies or reactivations from Bangladesh, Sea Breeze, Makassar, Bolivia, Brazil, Albania. 11-meter activity in Australia and USA. New Peruvian, Radio Serbia may close, and the propagation outlook. In Carlos Gonsalves' extensive monitoring report from the southwest coast of Portugal, we see something quite unusual. The seventh harmonic of a medium wave transmitter in Morocco on 7308 kilohertz, so you might mistake it for a station really on 7 megahertz. It's 7 times 1044 kilohertz, the C program of Radio Television Marocaine from Sebaï Aïoun, heard at 0950 UT with Berber songs on July 6th. He says the fundamental is the strongest medium wave outlet carrying the Berber service. In the medium wave circle, Steve Witt forwards news from the TWR Africa website that they finally got their license to broadcast on medium wave from Benin. Apparently the station was already built before the license was granted, and there had been some tentative reports of it testing on 1566 kilohertz. The press release says the signing ceremony took place in Cotonou on July 4th, allowing TWR to begin broadcasting the gospel on medium wave from within West Africa. And they say Niger is a country facing acute hardship. That is apparently one of the targets of the new transmitter. This Christian incursion could be the reason why Niger has just reactivated its long-dormant shortwave service. Torsten Hallmann in Münster, Germany, who specializes in monitoring Africa, says he heard La Voix du Sahel back on 9705, July 17th at 2000, but covered by family radio until 2100. There was also interference after 2200, but it was still on at 2230. Here the name of the president of Niger mentioned, and some other details leading him to believe it was indeed Niger. The next day, July 18th, he was hearing it as early as 1730 UT with local languages. Watch out for Ethiopia nearby, however, it's slightly off frequency, 9704. Niger had French news at 1900 after a drumming session, and there was a definite ID for La Voix du Sahel at 1900. He says Manu Rital and Finland observed them signing on at 1657. Now 9705 had been their daytime frequency, switching to 5020 at night, but no sign of that one yet. Apparently they're just keeping 9705 on as late as the scheduled sign-off at 2300. There had been no confirmed reports of either frequency for at least 2 years, probably longer. And 9705 is also confirmed by Stuart Austin in England, heard July 18th at 2100 with La Voix du Sahel ID, phone-ins, and music breaks. Music reminds him of Mali or Mauritania. And Torsten Hallmann adds something else remarkable. Summer may produce unusual signal strength at unusual times. On July 16th, 17th, and 18th, I heard Radio Ethiopia's external service on 9560 at 13 to 14 UT, sometimes a quite strong signal. Some other Africans may be heard on 31 and 41 meters at this time in Europe, but certainly this is limited to just a few exceptional days in the year. Jeff White has more news on the clandestine to Ethiopia, brokered by his Radio Miami International, which started recently, Voice of Oromia Independence. They do have a website. It's www.awofio.com. They may be adding something about the radio program. And the email address is ganamo@hotmail.com. That is Saturdays only at 15 to 1530 UT on 15650 via Germany. Jose Miguel Romero recorded the entire July 8th broadcast and put it on his website, valenciadx.multiply.com, and comments that the first 13 minutes of the half hour had a strong echo effect, which I point out is a bad idea if you want your broadcast to be intelligible on shortwave. He also received a reply to his reception report sent to the address I mentioned in just 3 hours, but it was a quite brief response. It said, "Yes, it's very accurate. Thank you, Jamal." Whenever war breaks out, people want to listen in on shortwave. Of course, there have been no shortwave broadcasts from Lebanon for many years, but you can still hear Israel on shortwave, including English as follows, according to DX Mix News Bulgaria. 15 minutes at 0330 on 11590, 13720, and 17600. Another quarter hour at 0930 on 13680 and 15760. And at 1730 on 9345, 11590, and 13675. 25-minute broadcasts at 1900, 9400, 11590, and 15640. Furthermore, WRMI has started relaying World Radio Network Monday through Friday from 05 to 11 UT. It so happens that the first broadcast at 0500 is a repeat of that 1900 broadcast from Israel on 9955. Tani Rosenzweig confirms it's a playback, so don't expect any breaking news on that since it's 10 hours old, and besides, there is censorship on the news in Israel, especially during wartime. WRMI also webcasts, as does Israel Radio itself, and of course, World Radio Network. If you'd like to hear some of the non-broadcast communications, military communications, that might be involved in the conflict, a good place to find out frequencies and other information is Larry Van Horn's blog at Monitoring Times. For example, on July 18th, he posted an update to Monitoring the Middle East Tinderbox. It's mt-milcom.blogspot.com. On the Media Network blog, Mike Brand reminds us there's a station in the Middle East making a difference called Radio All for Peace, in Hebrew, Arabic, and English, 24 hours a day on FM 107.2 locally, and worldwide at www.allforpeace.org. Uli Bielmeier of the Dark Monitoring System Intruder Watch in Germany found a number of transmissions from Saudi Arabia on the 15-meter ham band. These are mixing products from slightly higher frequencies. Around 13 UT, they have four transmitters going, and I expect just about any combination of them would produce mixes. They are originally on 21640, 21600, 21505, and 21460. The mixes he was hearing were at approximately 21370 and 21410. Alex Vranis in West Virginia would like to hear Bahrain on 9745, but it's usually blocked by something else. However, there does appear to be a quarter-hour window at 2345 UT after Vatican finishes its DRM transmission and before China via Bonaire opens on the same frequency. Bahrain is on upper sideband and in Arabic. A strange situation on 15720, monitored by Mauno Ritola in Finland. That's the frequency used, but not every Saturday, by Voice of Joy, serving the Mideast from an unidentified site between 13 and 14 UT. It was already on the air a few minutes before 1300 with Kurdish talk, which appeared to be Voice of Mesopotamia, parallel to 11530. Then during the 1300 hour, there was talk in French and German about soccer, which presumably was the Voice of Joy, although he did not hear any ID until 1358. It seems their current programming is something called Athletes in Action and in more than 20 languages. However, the transmitter did not go off, and at 1400, he heard an ID for Jerusalem's Persian service, apparently all these from the same transmitter. Now, Israel is supposed to be at that hour on 15760, among others. The Tamil service of All India Radio, an hour starting at 11:15 UT, includes a DX program on Sundays called Vanoli Ulagam, and the producer tells us includes at least a minute or so of DX news in English, which allows English speakers to make a reception report for what is billed as the world's smallest QSL card, only 6 by 3.5 centimeters. The exact time of the 10-minute DX feature varies during the hour, so it may take a bit of patience. Manuel Mendez in Spain heard it July 2nd between 11:37 and 11:50. Henrik Clements in Sweden, who's received his small QSL card, says it starts a few minutes prior to the 5-minute newscast in Tamil at 11:55 and sometimes goes on for a while after 1200. Best frequency in Europe is 15050, also 17860. Other frequencies toward Southeast Asia, 13695, 15770, and 17810. Here's the catch. Reports must be sent by P-mail to a very complicated address. I will not attempt to spell out, but will refer you to DX Listening Digest 6-100. That's at worldofradio.org. Jose Jacob in India tells us that the home service of Radio Bangladesh was heard July 12th around 1430 UT, but off by 1600, and again the next morning at 0130 on 4750. That's a frequency they tested a few weeks ago, so it remains to be seen if that's the one they've chosen to keep instead of 4880. Swapan Chakraborty forwards a report from Financial Express that a 100-kilowatt shortwave transmitter has been inaugurated in Bangladesh, and a 1,000-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter will be set up soon. Since July 11th, Ron Howard in California has been hearing Shiokaze, or Sea Breeze, the service about Japanese abducted by North Korea, on a new time and frequency, 13 to 1330 UT on 9485, presumably still via Taiwan. They change it every so often, it seems, to try to evade jamming. The program was in English on two consecutive days, both Tuesday and Wednesday, the second one also heard by Edward Kusilik in Alberta. He refers us to their website, www.chosa-kai.jp, and there is a link to an English version, where you can read more about the people who have been abducted and even see their pictures. Patrick Robich in Austria clears up another mystery. You may recall that a new clandestine for Laos called Moj Tem Radio has been scheduled via Taiwan 15260, Wednesdays and Fridays only at 2 to 2:30 UT. However, people have tuned in after 0230 and on other days of the week and still heard something there, wondering if the schedule has been expanded. However, Patrick was hearing instead the Tamil service of China Radio International during that hour on 15260. And that was on a Friday, July 7th, parallel to 13600. No sign of the Laotian clandestine. Ron Howard in California is now quite sure that the Malaysian on 6050 is not from Sarawak, but from the site near Kuala Lumpur, replacing 6025, heard before and after 13UT, relaying the ASYIK FM service, A-S-Y-I-K. Later on, they relay the Quran service. But his favorite Malaysian is on 7295 Trax FM, entirely in English. He says their live online streaming has finally started working, in case you can't hear it, especially for Trax chart toppers, now on Fridays at 11 to 14 UT. It's at www.traxxfm.net. Chuck Boland in Florida reports that RRI Makassar, Indonesia has been reactivated on 4749.90, heard July 19th, 10:45 to 11:05, including news on the hour. I can remember when this was the most reliable Indonesian on 60 meters. For a while, the city was known as Ujung Pandang. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1322, our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Harry Helms in Texas with our best wishes. On July 17th, around 1330 UT, I found Radio New Zealand International on the wrong frequencies, 9615 in analog instead of 7145, and 9440 in DRM instead of 6095. These two frequencies were supposed to go off the air much earlier at 0700. I suppose their frequency changing apparatus got stuck. On July 17th, peaking at 0938 UT, Alex Vranis in West Virginia heard something on 5050 with nice choral music, almost Polynesian sounding. Now, China and India are supposedly not on the air at that time, and Tanzania would not be audible, so could it possibly be ARDS in Humpty Doo, Northern Territory, Australia, running 400 watts? As far as we know, they were giving up on shortwave, but this bears further checking. 5050. Richard Fox, VK2UAL, tells us of a New South Wales broadcast station in Wagga Wagga, 2WG, which has a license on 11 meters, 2 kilowatts on 27670. Whether it's actually on the air remains to be confirmed, and if on, it may be sporadically. Perhaps this question was prompted by our hearing KSL Salt Lake City on 26190 narrowband FM during a sporadic e-opening July 8th around 1500. About that new shortwave station planned in Pensacola, Florida, for which the FCC has accepted an application from the Smyrna Baptist Church, Mike Cooper found on Terry Kruger's exhaustive list of low power and unauthorized Florida stations that the same institution, Smyrna Baptist Church, according to a report in the Pensacola News Journal, April 27, 2004, had an unlicensed FM transmitter on 93.5 closed by the FCC. And now here they are applying for a shortwave station. A program grid now appears at WRMI.net. They made a number of changes. I mentioned previously Israel being relayed. The World of Radio schedule on WRMI, a couple of them relaying WRN, means that there are now 7 broadcast times. On 9955, Saturday at 05, 12:30, 17:32, Sunday at 05:30, 08:32, and 22:30, and on 7385, Saturday at 14:30. CBS Channel 11 in Dallas-Fort Worth carried a report on July 17th about WRNO Worldwide. Its new owner is headquartered there in Fort Worth, in fact, in the same neighborhood as Channel 11. The report, including video, was on their website and was picked up by a number of blogs. Unfortunately, there were some inaccuracies in it. Owner Robert Mawire of Good News World Outreach claims that WRNO is being listened to by millions of people all over the world, including the Middle East, where they have a message of peace. Trouble is, WRNO has been missing from shortwave for many years and still has not returned. Robert England pointed out on the Media Network blog that according to the WRNO website, they're not exactly promoting peace, but instead the apocalypse. Craig Healy in Providence reports to IRCA that WRIB 1220 there went dark on July 7th without notice to its many foreign language programmers because it has a new owner, the so-called Faith Christian Center. On Northeast Radio Watch, Scott Feibusch says some of the programmers had been with WRIB since it signed on in 1947. The FCC was supposed to consider the issue of HD radio and interference problems, especially at night, on a meeting scheduled July 13th, but it was dropped from the agenda at the last minute. According to news via Ben Dawson and Steve Lair, so that matter still remains to be resolved. Phil Refuse on Prince Edward Island tells ABDX that while CHTN 720 in Charlottetown has not yet gone off the air, they've lost their identity and are now relaying their new FM station known as Ocean 100. Anthony Markovich tells us that on July 18th, CKAT 600 in North Bay, Ontario, announced that two of their three towers were blown down in a severe thunderstorm. And their signal is weaker than before. They had been directional toward the north, but I assume this means they're non-directional now, making them possibly more deaxable. Dean Lenneberg in New Zealand reports that Radio Reveille in Cuba is heard on a new 6120 from 03 until past 04 UT, with a stronger signal than Radio Havana, Cuba. It appears that Radio Nacional de Venezuela relays via Cuba have finally updated their schedule announcements to reflect reality. There have been a lot of broadcasts cut. The only ones announced and heard are at 20 to 21 UT, 9550 and 13680, and at 23 to 24 on 13680. This is Marcelo Cornaccioni in Conexión Digital. The latter one still collides with China via Canada. And, oh yes, the broadcasts are Monday through Friday only. José Miguel Romero and José Elias Díaz received word from Carlos Gamarra Moscoso in Cusco, Peru, that there is a new shortwave station there on 6090. Or the way he puts it, the Ministry of Transports and Communications has returned the license of Radio Universal, 6090 kilohertz, but they're only on the air in the mornings from 11 to 14 UT, Monday through Saturday. I find no current listings for this station, inactive or otherwise. Arnaldo Slein in Argentina reports that Radio Fides in Bolivia reactivated its 9624.82, heard July 15th at 1340. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal was hearing a religious program in American English on 4865, Saturday, July 8th at 2211. Where could it be coming from? Possibly Bolivia. Rogildo Aragao there says it could be Radio Centenario, which does rebroadcast some religious programs in English and German, parallel to 6165, which would be the even more elusive Radio Logos. And some Brazilian reactivations on the Radio Escutas list. Isaac Rosa reports that Radio Pionera de Teresina is back on 5015 after several months' absence. And on July 18th, Reynaldo Gomes was hearing from 1420 past 22 UT, Radio Guarujá, Florianópolis, again on 5980. Thanks to the absence of WRIB in Rhode Island, I mentioned, on 1220, Chris Black on Cape Cod was able to hear Brazil on the same frequency, Radio Globo, Rio de Janeiro, July 10th, at midnight 17 to midnight 35, reporting to WTFDA. It so happens that Radio Globo is one of the stations which is getting an IBOC transmitter from Harris. There's a new Argentine station on 1610 which really gets out, Radio Guaviyu, G-U-A-V-I-Y-U. First reported as an NID by Andrew Braid in the UK in the medium wave circle at 0344. And then heard on July 10th as early as 2256 and as late as 0501 by Martin Hall in Scotland, who recorded the frequency overnight. John Williams reports to medium wave circle about Longwave Radio 279 on the Isle of Man. Their website disappeared, but the Manx Examiner newspaper says they're planning a new website and they still hope to commence broadcasts later in July. The two-month prom concert season has begun on BBC Radio 3, which I highly recommend. Media Guardian reports that four unions will be balloted over industrial action against the BBC on July 21st. Thanks to Dan Say for those stories. Jürgen Lohes in Germany was hearing a harmonic on 23670 in Hausa at 19 UT. Well, that's the second harmonic of TDF in France, relaying Libya from 11835. Richard Muscat, who headed Voice of the Mediterranean in Malta until its demise at the end of 03, is still in trouble over unauthorized spending. Via Mike Terry, the Times of Malta reports that Muscat, who is ambassador to Ireland, has been recalled to Malta for clarifications. Among the programming changes at WRMI, Radio Prague, Czech Republic is again being relayed daily in English at 1400 on 7385. Serbia's external radio service threatened with closure. BBC Monitoring quotes the Belgrade paper Kurir on July 16th that Radio Serbia might be shut down. A law on public information says the state cannot own any media house other than a news agency. The radio station broadcasting on shortwave is too expensive for the state to maintain. Yes, the article assumes Radio Serbia is actually on shortwave, although it's not been heard for many months, although it remains on the Internet. Radio Tirana, Albania, has been colliding with Radio Teletype on 7455 since the beginning of the A06 season for the North American service in English at 1:45 to 2 and 2:30 to 3 UT, except UT Mondays. I pointed out at the beginning of the season that this would be a problem, but now they've made a change to 7450 after carrying out a test broadcast, which successfully avoided the interference. The new frequency also applies to the Albanian sesquihour at 2300. Alexander Yegorov of Radio Ukraine International reports in Rusty X about that other Ukrainian shortwave station, Radio Dneprovska Khvilia, on 11980, which he says from July 16th is signing on at 0600. It's a low-power outlet. Media Network blog reports that radio station Belarus, the international service, has launched a new website, including a 24-hour live internet stream. Well, 22 hours at least. Apparently, all that programming is in English. www.radiobelarus.tvr.by. Via Ken Kopp, Bill Westenhaver, and Mike Cooper, The Washington Post reported July 7th that Russian regulators have forced more than 60 radio stations to stop broadcasting news produced by the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. They cited license violations and unauthorized changes in programming format. But executives at the U.S. services blame the Kremlin for the crackdown. Under Putin, more and more Russian broadcast services are coming back under state control. In DX Listening Digest, Dale Rothert comments, "Who needs shortwave? The bean counters got it right. Save big bucks by shutting down your HF transmitters and using local relays in the Internet. Uh-oh, never thought of this." There's been more fantastic propagation the past fortnight, including multiple hops sporadic E. On WTFDA, Jeff Cadet in Illinois reported hearing Spain, a new country, that is its video carrier, on 48.25 megahertz, July 17th at 22:45 UT. And then at 23:08, he had Portugal on 48.242. This from the ARRL propagation bulletin via John Norfolk. Great openings on July 12th, Europeans working North America. Several thousand 6-meter contacts reported in a 24-hour period. EH8 BPX in the Canary Islands showed up 35 times in a sesquiday. In the Skywaves group, Paul Logan in Northern Ireland reported picking up Canadian television on channels 2 and 3. This was at 11 UT July 15th. And there have been a number of reports of double hop FMDX across North America. The HF propagation outlook from Boulder, issued July 18th. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 3 July 25th, 20 and 4 on August 1st. A dipping to 5 and 2 until July 24th, also July 29th, August 4th and 5th, 12th and 13th. Solar flux as low as it can be at 70, except rising to 75 from July 24th through August 5th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1322. Hope you found it informative. Much more at our website, worldofradio.com. Glenn Hauser here, inviting you to hear me again next week.